This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says, if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show.
I said I wasn't going to talk about it. I'm going to keep my word. I'm not going to talk about it. If you didn't listen to last night's show, I pledged not to go over the mundane details of this recent shooting. The reason? Because even the free thinkers out there fall into the trap of getting caught up in the Bolshevik. We know the dialectic is the same regardless of the holes in the story. So is it important to talk about whether it is or it isn't completely contrived, whether there was crisis actors involved? No, not really. Instead, I'm going to start tonight's show off with 10 things that preppers get right. This is an article from Gay Levy. And I hope you appreciate this decision to cover real issues, to cover the big picture here and avoid the traps. My show comes on 10 p.m. Eastern live. And some of the affiliates carry it at different times, but I'm doing this right now, 10 p.m. Eastern. And all day long, I hear it on the radio. I'm a talk radio listener just like you. I want good information. I want the facts. I don't want the mainstream media's BS. Even though from time to time I'll watch it just to kind of see where their head's at the moment, what kind of Bolshevik they're feeding the listeners. But at the end of the day, literally the end of the day, I get a little tired of it. I'm tired of hearing the same old, and I want to end things on a good note, and I sure as hell don't want to sit here and run my mouth about the same things that I've heard over and over again. Does it really matter? In the big picture of things, does it really matter? I'm a big picture guy. Yes, there's both the micro and the macro to look at. But forgive me, I just don't really care about the nitty-gritty of it all. We've seen it time and time again. You can read it like a book. It's the same old. So what are you doing spinning your head round and round, running around like a chicken with its head cut off? I'm going to equip you with some solid information here. And we'll start, like I said, with 10 things that preppers get right. 10 traits of the successful prepper. They have a will to live. Preppers approach long-term survival with gusto. As busy as they might be with jobs and family obligations, they are laser focused on ensuring that they will be safe for the long term. The big picture. They want to live and want to enjoy the bounty of life itself. To that end, they are prepared to endure hardships and are prepared to defend what is theirs. They want to live no matter what and want to be a productive member of society. There are too many people out there that when push comes to shove, have no will to live. I'm not that type of person. I know many of you listening aren't that type of person. And I think that's something that preppers get right. So that's number one on our list here of 10 things that preppers get right. Preppers just don't have a Pollyannish attitude about things. They don't think that they're going to sit there and think positively with this new age BS and that everything's going to be okay. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not poo-pooing spirituality. I'm not poo-pooing consciousness and this vast, amazing study of consciousness. No, don't get me wrong. But if you sit on your tuchus and expect everything's going to be all right when we know things are headed for disaster, we know that we should get prepared, whether it's a natural disaster or man-made, it doesn't matter. If you think that singing Kumbaya is going to protect you, well, then you got another thing coming. Bottom line. Number two on the list here of 10 things that preppers get right. They have a thirst for knowledge. There is always something new to learn and to keep the prepper's brain engaged. There is never a time when they say enough. As difficult as it may be at times to grasp the truth, preppers seek knowledge and truth and relentlessly pursue just one more skill and one more fact that will help them prevail if their world goes to heck. I once was told by a very wise individual that when you stop learning is when you become old. Age is nothing but a number. And we live in a world where people will do mental gymnastics to avoid the truth and to avoid the difficult topic matters that they need to tackle the most. But preppers don't do that. And perhaps I should state that the label of a prepper here is one that I wouldn't take too seriously. Preppers can be a lot of different things. This is just kind of a catch-all word that I'm using that might describe you and myself, regardless if you want to coin yourself as a, quote, prepper. And number three, preppers believe in family values. The family as a social unit is important, and I couldn't agree with this enough. Whether it is a family of two or a family of 20, doesn't matter. Preppers know that and embrace and protect the family unit because it provides a sense of belonging. However, the family unit is defined, no matter how it is defined, and each of us may define family in different terms, of course. The core ideals remain the same: responsibility, accountability, and love. You might consider your greater community your family. You might consider your neighbors your family. You might consider your good friends your family. The bottom line is, you respect and cherish those connections. And because you respect and cherish those connections, you make sure you protect them. That's what prepping's all about. And number four here on our list of 10 things that preppers get right, preppers possess that MacGyver instinct. I got a good friend who goes by MacGyver, and that's his nickname. He sure as heck is a prepper with that instinct. If he's listening right now, I really admire you, MacGyver. Possesses the MacGyver instinct. That's right. Every prepper is a handyman. Now, I'm not too good with that, to be honest. I'll be upfront about that. I grew up in South Florida. My parents are New Yorkers. That's not a skill that we possess. But I admire those who do have that knack for being able to fix things and improvise. Preppers make things work by cobbling together odd bits and pieces into something newly purposed. And I've always had fun doing that. You know, you go to a junkyard and you come out with a time machine. That's the kind of MacGyver instinct that I think preppers are good with. And when I come back, I'll continue with this important list of things that preppers have right. And we'll continue to avoid the elephant in the room. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath with me. Breathe in. And breathe out. Yes, there has been another shooting yesterday. Yes, there's all sorts of holes involved with it. Yes, we are still on the brink of World War III with a geopolitical nightmare. Yeah, I might have taken a temporary break. And yes, the Federal Reserve is still out of control. And yes, they're poisoning us with slow kill poisons in our food and water supply. And yes, there is a nuclear situation that is way out of hand right now. The typhoon is on its way and dropping buckets of rain. Yes, there's been weather manipulation in the world today, and they're spraying these aerosols into our skies, both overtly and covertly. And yes, this is the Bob Tuscan Show, and you are tuned in live. But we're not going to talk about that right now. If you're just joining us, we've been going over the 10 things that preppers get right. And I'm a fan of the prepper movement, whatever that is or isn't. It's, I'm sure at times more of a bowel movement. But the point is, all of these things that I'm listing here, I find to be important skills, and I find them to be entirely more relevant to discuss right now than to continue to go over some of the stuff that you guys already know. We'll save the fear porn and the ins and outs for a little bit later, perhaps. We're going to talk about these 10 things that preppers share and possess as a positive quality. I was just talking about that MacGyver instinct. Preppers strive to jerry-rig their way out of just about anything, sometimes with only a paracord and duct tape. The words, "I can't make it work," do not exist in the prepper's vocabulary. And you know what that means? When you know what hits the fan, and everybody else is running around because they've been dependent on some of the luxuries that we take for granted. And I don't mean flat-screen TVs, although they'll go crazy over losing them. But I'm talking about the bare necessities. Toilet paper. The prepper knows what to do when the toilet paper runs out. The other person is not as lucky. And I'm trying to think of a description of what they would do, but let's just put it this way. It'd be a crappy situation. And number five here in our 10 things that preppers get right, they have compassion for others. And yeah, that might be generalizing here. And I think that regardless if all preppers possess these qualities, that these are things that are admirable. Wikipedia defines compassion as the emotion that we feel in response to the suffering of others that motivates a desire to help. So-called survivalists of old were stereotyped as loners. These days, most preppers understand the value of being around others and feel a strong emotional connection to helping those that are unable to help themselves. That's why I do this show. This is not to say that we as a group are a bunch of bleeding hearts that will give away our hand for anything that comes around and ask us for. Quite the contrary. What it does mean is that we show compassion for those that are disabled, elderly, ill, or simply lacking the financial means to do more than a modicum of preparations. From these individuals, we will seek knowledge and skills rather than physical possessions. So when the hucksters and the exploiters are taking advantage of people when they're most vulnerable, the prepper will look to empower them and show compassion. And that brings up a scenario that I'm going to open up the phone lines about. All right, this is going to be a mental exercise that I would like everybody to participate in, okay? So the electric grid goes down. Okay, maybe not the electric grid goes down, but you can use any of the possible worst-case scenarios that would lead to a collapse of our society. So the electric grid goes down, the economy collapses, some sort of major natural disaster, the list goes on and on and on, right? So you pick and choose what exact disaster you want to have be the example that we're using here for our mental experiment. I guess it's not an experiment, our thought experiment. I'm a philosophy major, so I do these thought experiments from time to time. So something happens that's quite catastrophic. And you've been prepping because you listen to the Bob Tuskin Show and you got your head on your shoulders and you know that something's coming and you better do something to get ready. So you have all your food ready. You have your long-term plan ready to go. You got your short-term plan ready to go. You have your bug-out bag just in case you have to leave your premises. Hopefully you won't. But if you're homesteading, you got it all figured out. You're able to feed your family. Bob Tuskin Jr. is going to be fed. He's going to be taken care of. He's safe because you've appreciated the right to bear arms. So you have ammunition to protect yourself from looters. You have, you know, in a worst case scenario, you have the means to protect yourself, to defend yourself in your homestead. And your neighbor comes knocking at the door. Now, hopefully that neighbor is somebody that was prepping as well. And hopefully you know that neighbor. And you're on good terms with that neighbor. Well, let's say you're not. Let's say this neighbor is someone who you've never met before. Might live a couple blocks down the road. Hopefully you're not in the city because the cities will be very dangerous, as you know. So hopefully you're in the country. Well, let's say you're in a suburb. And you get that knock. Do you answer the door? And if you answer the door and they say, "Hey, Bob, I'm hungry. I need to do something here. What do you do? What do you do in that situation? Do you have compassion? Are you afraid that they're going to be reduced to the most barbaric of behaviors? Are you concerned that they're going to devolve into a social Darwinistic creature? What do you do in that situation? 800-313-9443. Are you prepared mentally to deal with that? How do you handle it? You say, "Hey, I have a little bit more than what my family can use, and I have the potential to garden. Maybe you can help me with my garden." But then you get another knock, and it's the next neighbor. What do you say to them? The FEMA camps are accepting people, but there's only so many people they're accepting. What do you do? 800-313-9443. I'll open up the phone lines to that question and we'll continue with our list here. I got, four or so more of the 10 things that preppers get right. And we're going to continue to avoid the elephant in the room today. I pledge not to talk about it and we are going to do so. So stand by, folks, at number six before we get back here to your calls on that. Preppers stay physically and mentally fit. We'll tell you more about that as
Tuskin Show.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
And mentally fit, stay on top of the game, we must be able to move around freely and in an unencumbered way. This means we must get regular exercise now so that we will be physically fit if we ever have to face an evacuation or a bug out situation. We must also stay nimble of mind so that rational decisions can be made quickly under the most adverse of circumstances. Most preppers know this and work toward a goal of a physical and mental balance each and every day of their lives. I was distracted there for a second. I'm reading some other news here about the Syrian situation. Geez, see, right when I am getting into all this prepping stuff and talking about good stuff, headlines pop up. Headlines pop up and they distract me. They distract me from what maybe I should be doing. Is that the way of the world here? Anyways, at number seven here on the 10 things that preppers get right. Preppers are critical thinkers, and this is a biggie in my mind. Literally, my mind. Critical thinking is the ability to think clearly and rationally. For some, this comes naturally, but for most, this is an acquired skill that is honed by the thought examination of risks and rewards before coming to logical and decisive solutions to a problem. Being that I've studied philosophy extensively, logic is a biggie for me. And the trivium is kind of the methodology in critically thinking. It starts off with grammar, because you have to identify the terms at hand in order for you to be able to process them. And the processing is when logic comes in, to remove logical fallacies, contradictions, so on and so forth. And the third part of the trivium is rhetoric, or wisdom, the ability to apply these things. A prepper has to do all three. They have to analyze, process, and act. By considering various catastrophic scenarios in advance, like we just did with our little thought experiment, preppers make plans for dealing with the risks most inherent to their geographical locations and personal circumstances. This is a must have quality for anybody listening right now. Most of my listeners are good critical thinkers, hence why they're listening. But it's something that we need to practice. And I'll be having more guests on this topic because I feel it to be a little represented one and an important one, and a prerequisite for that matter. In order to process all of the propaganda and lies, we have to have a foundation to do so. That's what critical thinking is. That's what the trivium most certainly is. So at number seven, preppers get the critical thinking thing right. At number eight, they know how hard it is sometimes to get a fair deal, and they know how to drive a hard bargain. With very few exceptions, the preppers that I know live within the confines of a budget. They're thrifty people by nature. In addition to funding their daily life and daily activities, they must fund the acquisition of supplies, outdoor gear, water, storage facilities, and extra food. They do this by shopping for bargains, searching for used items at thrift stores and garage sales, and by trading those items they no longer need for items they do need. They practice the skill of bartering services for goods and goods for services. By doing so, they are able to acquire what they need, not only for now, but for long-term survival. It's a balance, folks. So it's good to know how to drive a hard bargain. At number nine, preppers understand the value of networking. Preppers understand that not everyone knows everything and not everyone has every single skill they will need to prevail. That's why community is so important, folks, and that's why I had to leave Mexico. Have I told you about my Mexican experience? Living in Mexico for 7 months. Not in this time slot, my producer tells me. I ought to. It was a eye-opening experience. It was something that I'll never forget. It was at a time in which this awakening process was at its height. And I had to get away. I had to get off the grid. I had to practice what I preached. I was doing the show, and I was frustrated, and I was saying to myself, geez, I'm not stepping it up here. I'm full of it. So the opportunity came up for me to leave and go to a remote location in the mountains on the coast of Mexico. I don't want to give away my exact location, but I traveled there with my Ford Explorer at the time. Had to have four-wheel drive because of the mountains. I mean, geez, would have been suicidal. And boy, did I have some intense experiences being stranded with a broken-down vehicle. But as a prepper who's resourceful, I made the best of it. I had to hitch on a bus ride of immigrant workers at one point and go to a town. And man, if I tell you the experiences I had, you wouldn't believe me. One time, the military was running a drill in that area. And I'd never been so happy to see a tank before in my life. It wasn't a tank. It was a Humvee. But I went down there, and I planted about 30 fruit trees. I set up an irrigation system from a spring in the mountains that provided me with an abundance of fresh water. I lived in a small trailer that was dragged out there with no electricity. I cooked using fire from the debris I gathered in the desert. I'm giving away more hints about my location. I swam in the ocean with the dolphins surfing the waves. I was living the life. I was off the grid. I was self-sufficient. I was selfish. I was lonely. And because of that, I ended up leaving. I said to myself, you know, here you are, Bob, and you got it. You got off the system. You broke through the matrix, and you're living life here, and it's easy. You don't have to worry about Federal Reserve notes. You just go, and you harvest some food from the garden, get some fruit from the trees eventually. You get some fish from the ocean. This was pre-Fukushima, of course. And I was living the life. It was beautiful, too. Absolutely beautiful. But I said to myself, you know what? You are just as bad as the same scumbags that you resent so much. That's what I said to myself. And not only that, not only did I feel like I was being just as selfish as they are, because, mind you, folks, when everybody else is wasting away in the chaos and the havoc and the powers that shouldn't be go underground and avoid it all, that in my mind is, in a sense, what I was doing. And I said to myself, Bob, you know, you're an activist. You got to go back and do something. Otherwise, you're just as bad as they are. I made a conscious decision to come back and to continue to be an activist. And at that time, I promised myself that I would do everything I could with every moment that we have left to help those seek salvation like I did. But networking was very important and something that I did not have down there. I was by myself, absolutely by myself. And as the old saying goes, no man is an island.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Living the self-sufficient life, I had this aha moment, and I came back and realized that I had to continue to network and continue to be an activist, and that's what preppers do. If you're just joining us, we've been reviewing the 10 things that preppers get right, and number one, they have the will to live, and number two, they have a thirst for knowledge, and number three, they believe in family values, and number four, they possess the MacGyver instinct, and number five, they have compassion for others, and number six, they stay physically and mentally fit. And number seven, they are critical thinkers, which is so important, as you know. And number eight, they know how to drive a hard bargain. And at number nine, they understand the value of networking. Preppers understand that not everyone knows everything. Not everyone has every single skill they will need to prevail. For that reason, they surround themselves with other forward-thinking and like-minded individuals. Some of these individuals may be local and others may only be accessible virtually over the internet, for now. Regardless of where they are located, though, the vast majority of preppers seek others in a respectful and open-minded manner. They know that when the going gets tough, they will have someone to share with, and together they will watch each other's back. And I agree with that. I agree that we need to have community and people to come together, especially during the tough times. And finally, at number 10 here with our list of the 10 things that preppers get right, I don't know about this, but I think it could be beneficial in some regards. Gail Levy, the author here, says that preppers have faith. Having faith and having optimism go hand in hand. Whether that faith is tied to organized religion or not, it is there nonetheless. Coupled with the will to live, having faith is what keeps us going. It allows us to put one foot in front of the other and to keep moving forward, one baby step at a time. Some will pray while others will quietly reflect in their own manner. Faith is important, and most of the people out there who consider themselves to be prepper have some sort of faith that they have. Whether it's faith that they're going to be able to move forward because of their resourcefulness, or faith that their preparations are going to come into play when they need them to. They have faith. And it's not blind faith. I'm not a big fan of blind faith. I think the blind faith is going to leave people in a world of hurt. That Pollyannish attitude that I was talking about, that new age BS. The idea that, oh, I just have faith, everything's going to be all right. And you sit on your tuchus and you don't do anything. And when the, you know what, hits the fan, you're vulnerable, you're scared, and you're taken advantage of. So it's not that kind of faith. Anyways, I hope that was fruitful. I hope you enjoyed that. It was a nice break for me to get away from the nitty-gritty of the same old false flag talk that we have and the other stuff that we so diligently cover on a regular basis that I'm sure you've heard all day long. We'll take a few phone calls here in the final moments. Next hour, we have a guest coming on. I'll tell you about him in just a moment. 800-313-9443. We have some open lines. Join us on our trophy number, 800-313-9443. And I'll go to the phone lines and talk with Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
How you doing, Bob? Yeah, very nice, your description of all that. And I am indeed tired of, what do they call it, the two-day news event.
Yeah, you know, it's the same old, dude. Do we really need to beat a dead horse? I mean, is this anything new? Why obsess over the details? Oh, they published an article the day before. Oh, they keep mentioning the assault rifles. We know they're going to exploit it. We know how they're going to use it. Enough said, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And the distraction, I don't really need it because I'm kind of a follower of you and what you said. I want knowledge. I want understanding. You know, I don't want the news cycle.
Right on.
Okay,
well,
here I go.
I'm glad you're reassuring me that my approach is accurate, because sometimes I wonder, and I don't think that this is popular, Kevin, because I think people much rather hear somebody screaming about the end of the world with all the fear porn. But I think it's the right direction, and I'm not going to change my philosophy and my mindset for the sake of ratings. I'm just not going to do it.
Exactly right. And you mentioned, what would I do? Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, let me give the premise again, and I'd love to hear it. So something has happened catastrophically, and you get a knock on your door, and that person's hungry and wasn't prepared. What do you do? There's another knock on your door, another person who's not prepared. How far does that go, and how far does your kindness go? Kevin?
Okay, well, one of the key words that you said is sense of community. Well, I guess that's two words, but sense of community. So observe the travelers and make sure that you keep your group safe. But at the gate, so-called gate, You give them a basket of food. You ask them a simple question. How many articles are there in the Constitution, okay? And then you do a skills assessment, okay? Can these people be useful in your sense of community? The sense of community would be all about what I'm all about, which is the Constitution. It's proven. It's successful. It works very good. And then, you know, you're just being, in the sense, creating kind of a mini U.S. Organization.
All right. And so, then, Kevin, what if they fail your litmus test? Then what?
Well, what was the litmus test? There was two questions. One was how many articles in the Constitution? And if they fail that, I'm okay with that because they're educatable, they're trainable. And then the big deal is the skills, okay? If they have drugs written all over their body, yeah, you get the basket, hit the road, bub. Because in a reset in a society, you don't need, what would you call it, dregs on your effort. You know, I don't know how to really say that. People that aren't useful.
You know, dead weight.
Dead weight, that's a good way to say it, yeah. I mean, make a choice. Are they going to help your community in the constitutional reset? I guess it'd be a reset. Or are they going to be a problem, send them down the road with a basket of food? But you always, you know, help them out what you can, and then, you know, there's the fork in the road.
Hate to admit it, but I'm afraid, Kevin, and I'm going to get pretty... intimate with my listeners right now, and I hope they don't judge me for it. But I'm afraid, Kevin, that I'd be too soft and that I just couldn't turn somebody away, even if they were dead weight. I don't know. I might be a softie in that regard. I'm afraid of that situation.
I think in that situation, you're going to have to make a decision, and it's a tough decision. Are these people going to be useful to you in your community, and not your community, but in the community, you know, or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a very tough question, but you have to be bold and brave. And
right.
In the sense of the community, your survival depends upon your doing what I call a risk assessment, and you can't screw that up. You screw that up, the whole thing tanks.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm with you. It's just a tough thing to send somebody away and to see them hungry and suffering.
You have to do it yourself.
Yeah, well, that's the argument, Kevin, right? If they take away from your sovereignty and they threaten your natural law, then you'll be the one suffering. So it's a cutthroat situation that I don't think humanity now in the 21st century should have to deal with. But with the way things are going, it's a possibility.
Well, I was assuming that there was more than one of you.
Well, you know, yes, there's your family, there's your perhaps community, and it's, you know, it's either your tribe, for lack of a better term, or somebody else and their tribe. Go ahead.
Within the sense of community, you'd have to do the educational things, medical, science, education, knowledge, have warriors. No TV, no politicians, no social
pass,
no social
pass. I hear you. None of those people should. Yep. Thanks.
The Bob Tuscan Show.